Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. This is a short update on our situation here in the aftermath of Reverend Alexis's death. Both the funeral and the memorial, the first memorial I should say, which is really mostly for the family, went very well, and his whole family came up for the memorial from California. A number of our fellow monks were able to come, and I and the community are very grateful for their attendance at the funeral. The funeral of the senior monk is, the initial part of it is private, that is just for the monks themselves. So our monastic community did that on a Wednesday, and then on the Saturday we had the memorial with the family present and some of the congregation. Although, of course, we all love and will be missing Reverend Alexis for a long time, this has been a wonderful time and not a dark time. The immediate aftermath of his death for 2 solid weeks was one in which we felt this kind of mantle of peace and compassion settle over the monastery and over each of us. And it has really been one of the most wonderful times in the life of this temple, and certainly one of the most wonderful, helpful times in my life. It's like this great shower of his merit descended over all of us. I believe it to be the case, all of us here believe it to be the case, and monks who live thousands of miles away have contacted us, and they believe it to be the case that Reverend Alexis did something that's pretty rare, and he had a full kensho at the actual time of death. He was all primed for it. Everything was in place. He'd been working very hard on himself for a long time with a very particular focus, and just looking back on it, you can see how it all led up to one great moment. And so we were left with a peculiar situation that immediately after his death, after the shock wore off, which took a little while, but the very next day, we felt that kind of mantle or kesa, I kind of think of it as the kesa, of peace and benevolence and compassion settle over us. And we're kind of walking around stunned by this combination of this shock of his death and this incredible feeling of peace and quiet joy. There were a few shadows that moved through during the week. They passed through in just a few hours, and then it always returned to this sense of compassion and joy and peace. So, as I meditated through this time, sometimes the words great bodhisattva would come into my mind, and that's how I view Reverend Alexis. We will be doing a public memorial on the 15th of February. Everyone who knew and loved him is certainly welcome to come. Some people have asked about accommodation at the temple. We will be providing accommodation for everyone we can. If you know you're coming, please let us know. If because our accommodation is limited. If people would like to come a day or two early, you're welcome to do that. If you'd like to come and have it be a kind of weekend retreat culminating with the memorial on a Sunday, you'd be most welcome to come. And people can come either arrive either Friday or Saturday, you know, if you like and if you wish. It's said that man looks on the outward appearance and God looks on the heart. And I think this is one of those cases that really brings it home. For many years after Master's death, Reverend Alexis had a very visible struggle. It would have been easy at that time to underestimate the power and depth of his merit and the power and depth of his training. Somehow, I feel very fortunate. I never did that. And I always had a sense, perhaps because I had been through such a prolonged, difficult periods myself, I always had a sense that it was leading to something magnificent. It's not the route that you took that matters in the end. It's that you got where you needed to go. And this is such a great reminder not to doubt the training of others, not to doubt our own training. Always to look up and just take that next step. I cannot express how deeply blessed I feel to have had Reverend Alexis as a trainee in this temple, as a monk in this temple, and as, of course, my very dear friend for over 30 years. Buddha, Mr. Dharma.